Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now. This is Jesse Steele, again coming at you from the Peppermill Spa and Casino in lovely downtown Reno, Nevada. Little mini work vacation. Having a good time. You should all try it. Everybody needs to chill out a little bit. Speaking of chilling out, I've only got a couple of stories here today. First one is this. Work planned to begin on Long Valley Exploration Drilling Project. The Inyo National Forest announces that work on the Long Valley Exploration Drilling Project is expected to begin in 2 weeks. The forest has received notification from the project proponent Core Mining LTD of their intent to begin exploratory drilling as early as Tuesday, November 30th, 2021. Previously, work was expected to begin as early as Tuesday, November 16th, 2021. Additionally, the project will proceed with limited activities. The public should expect that heavy equipment, including a drill rig, will be on the roads near Whitmore Hot Springs and Antelope Springs Roads. The project is approved based upon the proposed plan of operations submitted by Core Mining LTD. That is for mineral exploration only. An application has not been submitted or proposed for mineral extraction or mining. On October 21st, several organizations filed a complaint in the United States District Court for the Eastern District of California challenging the project. The case number is 2:21-CV-01955A. And if you have something to say about that, get a hold of Congressman Jay Obernolte. He knows all about it and is receiving calls. So, the one thing that I should stress, and I was talked to about the what to stress from the Sierra Club, who is one of the main proponents against the drilling, is that mining and drilling are two completely different things. Drilling is going to happen. They've been given approval. There's nothing we can do about it. So don't go chain yourself to a tree. They can drill. They can find what's in there. It's the mining that's the problem. An open gold pit will destroy that area forever, at least for all of our lifetimes. So the drilling is one thing. It's the mining that's the problem. So that being said, the second story for today is this. A peaceful protest will be taking place in Mammoth Lakes this upcoming Saturday to protest Core Mining's open pit gold mine, which will be drilled into the landscape in our Long Valley caldera in the area which many locals and visitors know as Hot Creek. Today, the U.S. Forest Service announced that exploratory work could begin in Long Valley as soon as November 30th, though it was previously scheduled to start November 16th. In their press release, which you can find the link at Eastern Sierra Now, sent out this morning of November 17th, which, hey, we just did. They announced that the public should expect that heavy equipment, including a drill rig, will be on the roads near Whitmore Hot Springs and Antelope Springs Road. Weird, it's like there's an echo in here. Maybe I should tell the Peppermill that their rooms are a little cavernous. Anyway, we'll keep going. As of today, the project has been approved for Core Mining for mineral exploration only. A proposal hasn't been submitted or proposed to actually start mining, but is expected that it will take place in the near future. The location of the drilling project and the exploratory work will be at the headwaters of Hot Creek, within 10 miles of Mammoth Lakes. Open pit gold mines pose a massive environmental threat to the wildlife of Hot Creek. They include a strip mine and a cyanide heap, which can destroy habitats for endangered animals like sage grouse on the surface, and cyanide will leach into the groundwater, contaminating it. If you are a fisherman, rancher, camper, hiker, local, or even just like to soak in the hot springs once in a while, this will greatly impact your ability to enjoy this area for outdoor recreation, to say nothing of the environmental damage it will cause to our local wildlife. The protest will be on Saturday, November 20th, and will take place from 2 to 3 p.m. in the town of Mammoth Lake, specifically on the sidewalks adjacent to Stellar Brew and along Main Street. From the Facebook post, the goal of this protest is to bring awareness to the community members in Mammoth Lakes and the Eastern Sierra about Core Mining's intentions to implement an open pit gold mine. Protest attendants are asked to make signs or banners to bring to the event. This protest will be a fully peaceful and completely non-violent demonstration, solely for the purpose of making our voices heard as locals that will be affected by this drilling project. When you attend the protest, make sure to consider your safety and that of those around you. Do not block driveways, roads, or right-of-ways, and be kind to those using the sidewalk by allowing them to pass peacefully. To access the original Facebook post and RSVP to the event, you can click the link that is posted on the story at EasternSierraNow.com. To learn more about other nonprofit working to profits working to fight against core mining and take a stand with citizens, the other links will be posted there. Friends of the Inyo, Sierra Club, and Inyo National Forest. So head out there on Saturday between 2 and 3. Eastern Sierra Now will be there with cameras rolling, and we can get what you say and what you think about the project on film. We will post a video on YouTube as well as our website and IGTV on Instagram, so we can get the words out there, and we will pass the video on to Jay Obernolte. Well, I think that's going to do it, guys. This is Jesse Steele up in Reno, and you need to come check out these places once in a while. I don't think people go to Reno enough. It's always Vegas. Reno's cool. There's a lot of cool stuff to do up here. You guys ever do an escape room? We just did one last night, and it was awesome. If you haven't ever done one of those, you need to do them. Give me a call. I'll tell you all about it. They're fantastic. Okay, I will check with you guys tomorrow. Peace.